The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Here it is on Thursday, and we have some rainy weather here in Boca. But it's very mild. It cooled things off a little bit, which was very nice. And I am joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
Pleasure to have you here in the studio.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm very happy to be here.
And we left off on yesterday's show discussing immune situations. Only because we're at the time of the year when people are being bombarded with why they should start receiving flu vaccines or flu shots. And the TV ads that they show make it all so appealing and so pleasing, with no negative side effects, no detrimental effects to the body. And it can only be like dancing on the stars when you receive the flu vaccine. So we want to try and give our listeners a perspective of some of the things that you may want to do rather than take the flu vaccine. Now, again, you're only hearing an opinion of mine and you're hearing an opinion of Janet's. We are not trying to influence you either way, either to take it or not take it. That's entirely up to yourself. However, all we want to try and do is point out to you the benefits of not taking it versus the benefits of taking it. And that's all our job is, to give you the information. You ultimately make the final decision. And it all boils down to the immune system. What is your immune system like to fend off different germs and viruses and bacteria that you will be exposed to in the coming months? And we know, sure, that you will be exposed to many different factors of germs, viruses, and bacteria. There's no question about that. People from up north, out west, the Midwest, the far west, even in our own backyard, as close as maybe Georgia, will bring down to this marketplace a whole host of different germs and bacteria that will flood the entire area, and we will all be exposed to it. How we react to it remains to be seen. So, Janet, where would you like to start? I know that I do want to cover, in addition to adult immune factors, the kids. Because even though we may cater to an older listening audience, they do have grandchildren. They do have great-grandchildren. They have sons and daughters who have children. And I think they should be aware of some of the different things that can be gotten to help the body fight off any germs or bacteria that they may come across, especially for kids in school, because I think they are more susceptible than adults. Even though they're in a workplace or an office with other people, the amount of germs coming from different areas may not be as great as the ones coming from the school. So where would you like to start?
Okay, well, let's say what the pharmaceutical manufacturers have to say about why you might want to consider having a flu shot. If you get the flu, you're going to have severe body aches. You're going to have fever, coughing, headache. It's going to be a miserable time frame. And they'll tell you that these negative sensations will continue up to 2 weeks. Well, very often when I speak with someone and they're coming to me, they've had the flu, and they're not recovering. So it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and in some cases 6 weeks, and people still are experiencing weakness and extreme fatigue. So sometimes the recovery doesn't occur within 2 weeks. And so, again, the company, and I'm going to say Merck is one of the preeminent manufacturers of the flu vaccines, they're going to say that it helps your immune system and it helps to fight off viral infections. Well, let's uncover a little bit of the manufacturing aspect for the flu vaccines. They are not all manufactured in the same place. So even though they're the same recipe, theoretically, they might not all come out the same. Ask any group of cooks. They may all be following the same recipe, using the very same ingredients, but sometimes there's a difference in the outcome, right? So you might get a shot that is a little bit stronger than the person down the street from you who gets the flu vaccine. And so not only are your bodies going to react differently, but that vaccine may vary slightly.
Well, again, we hear all different sorts of stories because I would imagine there must be more than one company that's producing the vaccine. In addition to the fact that the companies that do produce the vaccines are producing it based upon what they believe are the strains that will affect people the greatest in the year that we're in. And they may go back 5 years to introduce in those vaccines strains of the flu that were around 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Or they may introduce brand new ones that have not been around that they think are going to come around. So you're dealing with several different unknowns when it comes to flu vaccines. And they are unknowns. And they won't really know about it until it actually takes place and people react to what is being put into their bodies. So, again, it becomes a choice. Do you want to take a chance and take something that is unknown, or do you want to go ahead and try something simple and easy that may keep you away from a flu for the season?
So, what's in that vaccine? In general, the thought is to have a weakened viral particle, okay? And that will make your body produce antibodies so that you are able to fight off the true virus when you're exposed to it. Theoretically, a pretty good idea. However, many times, from the point of manufacture to the time that the flu vaccine is used, there may have been mutations to that virus, and consequently, the antibodies that you produce might not be effective. Now, there's a possibility that because of what you have had injected into your body with the flu vaccine, that your case will be milder. That's a possibility. However, the effectiveness of the flu vaccine varies very widely. It depends on your own immune system. How good is your health? How would you evaluate your overall health? If it's very, very good, then the possibility that you'll succumb to the flu virus is reduced. If your health is poor, you have a very high probability of catching the flu. Your age has a lot to do with it. Certainly the listeners to our show might be in the category, let's say, over 50. And for sure, older individuals, seniors, for certain over 65, the flu shot is less effective.
Well, you also have to consider the teachers in school that may be advocating to the kids to tell their parents, please take me for a flu shot.
Yes.
And I think it's a major issue today because your schools are interfering, and I use the word interfering because they're giving guidance to kids about health that really should be left up to the parents. And it's the parents' responsibility to determine whether or not they want to put their kids in a position to receive these flu shots. They make them seem so beneficial with no harm, no side effects whatsoever. And did you ever ask a pharmacist at, let's say, a Walgreens, what is inside this flu shot that you're administering? I did. And there was no answer.
Whoa.
He had no knowledge of what was inside that flu vaccine, other than the fact that the company said this is going to prevent people from getting the flu. Prevent people. Now, they're making a statement that is not totally true because it may or may not prevent people from getting the flu. It's I would say it's no better than a 50-50 shot from an odd standpoint as to whether or not they're going to get the flu or not get the flu. But the disturbing part is the people administering the flu have no knowledge of what they're doing or
That's
no knowledge
true.
Of what they're administering.
That's true.
All they know is the company said, give this flu shot. And they may have given them instructions how to put the needle in, how to squeeze it, and make it as comfortable as possible for a person to have it. And I think it greatly affects kids more than it does adults because kids do not like needles and they shy away from needles. And it could be a very torturous event for them to receive a flu shot. So getting to kids, what are some of the things that you would recommend to boost kids' immune system to help prevent them from being susceptible to a flu epidemic, whether it be viral, bacterial, or any other portion of germs they pick up while they're in school?
Yesterday I mentioned from a company called Natural Factors, they're liquid anti-V, and you can put a dropper full, maybe just a few drops for a very small child, higher dose of these drops for an older child weighing more. And it is an extremely effective combination of antiviral ingredients. The other thing that I talked about was the Silver 100. And if the child starts with a sore throat, to start spraying maybe two sprays of Silver 100 into the back of the throat every 2 or 3 hours. And in doing that, you're actually killing off the virus. So the list is very long of potential beneficial components for people to be using with their kids. It's time for us to take a break here on Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Mr. Al Foreman, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Janet Cimarelli, and I want to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, Florida. 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in, say hello, get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing Coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman, and I'm joined here this morning with Jenna Cimarelli. And we're speaking about the topic of flu and whether or not people should be seeking out the flu vaccine or not seeking it out. It's a choice that you have to be able to make in this coming flu season, because you're going to be bombarded with all types of advertising telling you that you should get the flu vaccine, because there will be over 200,000 people that will be hospitalized in the United States this year due to the flu. And the figure they've been using for deaths, Janet, have been constant at 35,000.
Okay.
But you never see the results. At the end of the season, so-called season, whether it be in February, March, or April, when the so-called season ends, you never hear the actual numbers. They somehow are not released. So all these numbers are estimates based upon what the drug companies are making you aware of if you have any hesitancy about taking it. So they're trying to tell you that because the odds are in your favor to take it, that you should be taking it. And then we're dealing with the issue of kids, which is where we left off before the break. And what are some of the different natural supplements that you can give to kids that will help ensure that their immune system stays strong? You mentioned Silver 100. I think that's a great product. Been around for 20 years. I use it. My family used it, and we've had great results with the Silver 100. In fact, they also have that nasal spray now, which is very, very effective for people with clogged nasal passages. And rather than getting involved in an addiction spray like Afrin, which you want to stay away from, the Silver 100 will do a great job in clearing up the nasal passages. And then there were other items that you had mentioned, Janet, that are very beneficial for kids. And if we can go into a little bit more of maybe some of the standardized products, such as vitamin C, which is an excellent choice all year round to help build the immune system. So I'll turn it back to you for some more ideas that people can use to help boost the immune systems of children.
Okay, I think it's really important to be using vitamin C on a routine basis, and I can't stress the importance of vitamin D supplementation for your kids. That vitamin D has such a dramatic impact on your immune system, or on the immune system of your kids, and I think all of these suggestions are very good suggestions for the teachers as well. That was a category of clients that I had, a very large number of teachers, and they would be so vulnerable to when the kids started to get sick, then they would unfortunately pick it up as well. And so very important, vitamin C, Silver 100, the Anti-V from Natural Factors, and vitamin D. Underlying all of that, to have those nutrients work to the best possible advantage, probiotics. So there are excellent probiotics, and very often if you're reading mainstream literature, they're just saying to use yogurt. And I would tell people that is most likely not the best idea. There's BioK Plus and BioK Plus for kids. And a spoonful of the BioK Plus for kids, which is flavored and absolutely delicious, not objectionable at all. And with that whole array of nutrients, you're off to a very good start. But the important part is get started now, because what you need to be doing is building the efficiency of the immune system from this point forward. Don't wait until it's too late.
Good point, Janet. I would also include normally a multivitamin, And I think it's important that all kids, no matter their age, should be on a multivitamin of some kind that suits their age, whether it be in a liquid form, whether it be in a chewable form, a swallow tablet, whatever is convenient for the parent to give to the kids so they take it every single day is most important. And I'm sure as the shows go on and we get closer to the fall season, we'll be introducing a lot more products that people can start using to keep the immune system strong for kids as well as adults. Now, tomorrow's show, we have a special guest, Dan Lifton, who represents a company called Quality of Life. And they do make several different products for the immune system. And we'll be talking about those tomorrow with Dan. And people should be aware of the show and maybe start listening at 10 o'clock when we get on the air and have a pencil and paper or pen and paper handy to write down some of the suggestions we'll be talking about tomorrow. To finish up with the flu, there was an article that I thought was very unique. It says, no more colds or flu with 10 tricks to supercharge your immune system. Catchy headline, which I thought was very unique. And this was in a Healthier Talk item that was on the internet. So let me go back and read some of these different things, which I agree with the majority of them. And the first one they have here is sleep. Now, how important is sleep when you're trying to overcome an illness, Janet?
Well, if you don't have sufficient rest, then essentially your body is under stress. Stress is related to inflammation and a weakened immune response.
Okay, so sleep is an important factor.
The basis of it all.
Okay, good. All right, then we have their next part is get moving. And the American Heart Association recommends 30 minutes of movement a day, 5 days a week, to keep your heart healthy. So, and it turns out that's the right amount to supercharge your immune system, too. So, I know we both believe in exercise. You love the tennis, and I love the gym. So, however you want to do it, but it's important to do some kind of moving exercises during the course of the day. And I think for most people listening to the show, just getting out and walking is a great way to get your exercise in for the day.
So many people that I speak to, when I say go out and walk, they say, oh, it's too hot. Oh, it's been raining so much. Oh, I have to watch out for the mosquitoes. So here's my answer to that. For people who are already reasonably active, just stand in front of your favorite television show and walk in place. You might do a little bit of jumping jacks. You might do a little bit of handheld weights. You might do a little bit of deep knee bends, and you're watching your favorite television show. For people who aren't so active, you can sit down during the show, but every commercial, you have to stand up and walk in place, and you want to increase your heart rate. You want to increase your respiration. So that's one way to get started.
As a point of information, something I learned from a TV exec, the average hour show on TV is only 40 minutes.
And people will have a very clear view of just how much time they spend watching commercials.
At least 20 minutes, for sure, of the hour. Then you want to head outside. Now, they recommend vitamin D as one of the fastest, most efficient ways to supercharge the immune system. So people that are allergic to going outside have an alternative source, taking a vitamin D. Most of the beneficial ones are at least 5,000 I use in either a small capsule, very small, or gel cap. And the one I particularly like is Jarrow. They make a very small gel cap, which is 5,000 IU, and I take 6 a day, which is 30,000 units of vitamin D. And at this time of the year, coming into the flu season, I may even up it.
My goodness.
Yeah. So, and my level's at 100. which is where I like it to be. Then it says learn to relax. Now, learning to relax is not the same as sleep. Is that correct, Janet?
True. Right. It is emotional, psychological, as well as physical. When you are not relaxed, your muscles are tensed. It impairs your circulation and is a situation that has greater potential for creating inflammation in your body. When you have systemic inflammation, then you are at greater risk to be laid low by viruses and bacteria.
Yeah, they mentioned the hormone cortisol, which is a stress hormone, and they recommend you take a few deep breaths during the course of every half hour to an hour, maybe a hot bath or a cup of chamomile tea. And the chamomile, of course, is designed to help your body relax. And there may be other teas as well that would be in the same category.
Lavender essential oil, to be inhaling that. There are many ways to relax, and it is up to the individual to find the one approach that suits them the best. But just being mindful of the importance of relaxing your muscles and relaxing your mind, very helpful. And there is a breathing exercise that is very soothing, and it's just called 4 breaths a minute. So you, every 15 seconds, you breathe in and breathe out. So over the course of 60 seconds, you are just breathing 4 times. So the exhalation is a longer exhalation than the inhalation, and it's astonishing what you can do for relaxation in 2 minutes.
No doubt about it. The fifth point is to laugh more. And it says, speaking of stress hormones, laughter helps reduce them too. So hang out more with friends who make you happy. Strong relationships also keep you healthy as well. Watch a movie that makes you laugh or find other reasons to crack a smile. Apparently, laughter really is the best medicine.
It's so interesting that you're mentioning that on the list, because I was looking at a list of potential guests for joining us on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And there's local author Carl Hyacin, and his books make me laugh out loud. And because he's in Miami, I thought, well, we could talk about how important the work that Carl Hyacin does. He's not a doctor. He's not a massage therapist. But boy, he does massage your funny bone.
And there are so many movies on TV today, old movies, that are full of laughter with some of the old-timers that have been around for years and years. And, I mean, take a guy like Rodney Dangerfield. Mm-hmm. He can make you laugh just by talking. So there are many good vehicles to help reduce that laughter that you need to help improve your immune system.
And it's time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman, and we'll be back with more. Stay tuned.
You can find out more about the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, SAVA-LOTNutritionCenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to al@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, and we're speaking about how you can build ways to keep your immune system strong for the upcoming so-called flu season that we are going to be experiencing, according to mainstream news, which they are bombarding us with why we should be getting flu shots and only flu shots to keep the immune system strong. Janet and I have been discussing some of the other ways that you can improve your immune system without getting a flu shot. The ultimate decision belongs to you, whether you want to get the flu shot or not get the flu shot. I think the important point to consider is that what you're doing for your immune system now is something that will last you for years to come, because you will probably remember having a very easy time of it going through the flu season as people are getting sick all around you that may have taken the flu shot, because one of the symptoms of getting the flu shot is getting the flu, because they do use strains of the flu that have been around for years, or they put in new strains of flu that they anticipate being around for this particular season. So we want to try and give you some insight as to what you can do. The Save-A-Lot store, which we haven't spoken about yet today, Janet, is located at 3105 North State Road 7, and that's in the city of Margate. It's in the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center, if you know the area. If you are coming down Sample Road, either from the east or the west, and you get to State Road 7, you want to either make a right or a left on State Road 7 and go south. About a half a mile on your right-hand side, you're going to see a Halloween store. And I think it's called Halloween Thrift or something.
Spirit Halloween.
Oh, Spirit Halloween. And beyond that is a sign for the Save-A-Lot store. And actually this morning, they're installing the color letters.
Yay!
Into
okay.
the sign. So it'll make it a lot easier for people to see. And once we get our electrical permit finalized, the sign will be lit up at night.
Wonderful.
So people can see it as they're driving by, coming from work or going to work or being out and about in the city of Margate. So we look forward to that happening really, really soon. And again, it's very easy to get to. We are in the south end, and we anticipate opening the store sometime in November. Don't have an exact date yet, but by listening to the show, you will be kept abreast of the date as to when we will be opening the store. And our belief of what we're going to be carrying has to do with EDLP. And EDLP means everyday low prices. You don't have to wait for sales by offering 10% off or buy this and get one free or anything else. We're going to have the lowest possible prices 52 weeks a year, so that you can budget your money a lot easier than stocking up on sales. Because if you know you're paying a dollar for an item today, you're going to pay the same dollar next week. So it makes it easier to make it your life budgeting a whole lot better. Janet, tell our listeners about how they can get a rebroadcast.
Okay, and there is a website, the SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, and you can go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com and look for the icon that says Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and by date, each of our shows is archived, and there's also a little bit of a tip about what we discussed on the show. So, important if you want to listen again for possibly something that you may have missed, or you want some specific information, CrockettFoundation.org, as an example. We spoke about that yesterday, a community-based support for kids and enhancing the quality of life within a community. So any of the details that we may have spoken about on the show, you can find them very easily on the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers.com, and the Save-A-Lot is S-A-V-A-L-O-T Nutrition Centers.
And just as a point to follow up on the Crockett, you have contacted them requesting to have them on the air on one of our shows to explain in greater depth as to what they do to help the community and help the kids in the community, which is very important.
This year's event, they helped over 3,800 children. Isn't that just a wonderful community service? Amazing.
No question about it. You don't hear the government espousing their benefits about what they do for kids. It doesn't happen. So we take our hats off and applaud the Crockett Foundation for all they do for the kids in the communities. Getting back to flu.
Before we go to some beneficial approaches here, I just want to really quickly go through what I have written down here. The side effects of the flu shot.
Are they side effects?
Okay. You mentioned Walgreens and speaking to the pharmacist, and there was no answer about the ingredients. Well, for people who have an allergy to eggs, there are egg proteins in the flu shot. So you may have a severe allergic reaction just because of one of the additional ingredients that you'd look at and you say, why do they have it in this flu vaccine? Guillain-Barré syndrome, which leads to paralysis and an extreme debilitation that, depending on the individual, can last 4 months. The recovery is very slow from that particular syndrome. Easier to identify little reactions to the flu shot, wheezing, hives, weakness, pale skin, dizzy. And it's very interesting with regard to that pale skin thing. You look around, and some people, I would say mostly people who have very pale skin, fair skin is what I meant to say, their skin takes on a grayish tinge. People with darker skin color, the look of their skin changes. It's almost a grayness. Very much associated with having had the flu shot, facial swelling. So you might think about it long and hard before you expose yourself to the flu shot. And just a reminder, it takes 2 weeks after having had the shot before it becomes effective. So it might seem that we're speaking about the flu way too early, but now is the time. Either prepare with natural substances or think about the risk benefit of having the flu vaccine.
Good point. So getting back to arming your immune system naturally with these five special foods, which I'm sure everybody's heard of or maybe have been using over their lifetime. But the number one, of course, in my book is the number one in their book, and that's chicken soup.
Okay, fabulous.
I think that's the oldest remedy that I know of to help people overcome any illness that is forcing their immune system to work extra hard to overcome the germs and bacteria and the viruses that they're surrounded by.
We have been kind of led down this path that fats are bad, and I'm going to venture to say that the schmaltz content in the chicken soup could be a very specific beneficial component of why that chicken soup is so helpful to your immune system.
Well, I do want to give a plug. This is a testimonial that I'm not being paid for, just my opinion as to what chicken soup that I do like.
Okay.
Of course, number one is my wife, Paula. She makes an outstanding chicken soup, and she uses kosher chickens to be able to do that. And she adds vegetables into the chicken soup, and occasionally we'll have a matzo ball into the chicken soup.
Just for enjoyment.
Exactly right. And then, of course, the purveyor of a store that I like to visit to buy chicken soup, in my book, number one is Glick's. And Glick's is up in Boca Raton.
Right.
On Atlantic Avenue.
Delray.
In Delray, I'm sorry. But it is Atlantic Avenue that they're on. And they make an outstanding chicken soup, either with matzo ball or without matzo ball. And I would wholeheartedly recommend their chicken soup over anybody's chicken soup, by far. That's not to say there are not good chicken soups by other stores and companies, but the only one that I happen to like being bought in a store is the one from Glick's. So that's, again, my opinion. Then we have something which I thought was unusual, bell peppers. And it says it's not a myth that vitamin C will supercharge your immune system. It's believed that this vital vitamin works its magic by boosting the white blood cells you need to fight infections. Bell peppers are brimming with vitamin C.
Much more vitamin C than an orange, and certainly way more usable vitamin C than an orange juice.
They also do recommend citrus fruits are available year-round. So in addition to the bell peppers, you definitely want some citrus fruits as well. Those are all good sources of vitamin C.
And some people have a negative digestive response to green peppers. I highly recommend that they try a red pepper, an orange pepper, a yellow pepper, and take little bites. Make sure that you're chewing it very, very well, and you may not have that negative digestive response.
Good point, Janet. And then green tea. You may never have heard of L-theanine before, but the amino acid is one of the things that makes green tea so healthy. In fact, between the L-theanine and the antioxidant packed into green tea, it's hard to find a healthier way to shore up your immune system. And it's nearly impossible to drink too much green tea. But try and aim for 5 cups a day for best results. And you can do this either brewing the tea bags of green tea, or you can take a capsule of green tea, open it up, put it in hot water, or swallow the capsule. But the taste of the green tea, I think, is more palatable and appreciative while you're drinking it. And I know you use green tea as well as I do, Janet.
There are people that I speak to who say, well, I don't like it. I like my regular tea. And I say, okay, well, brew the green tea, put it in your regular tea, and you won't know that you are drinking green tea.
There you go. Now, this one I don't agree with, but maybe you do, and maybe we can figure out a reason why. But it says yogurt, and your gut health is linked directly to your overall health. In other words, if you take care of your gut, it will take care of you. And a few things that make your gut happy than a healthy dose of good gut bugs. So eat plenty of organic yogurt with live cultures to keep your gut happy. And supercharge your immune system and look for other probiotic foods to try. But I think both of us would agree that the probiotic capsule or liquid, like you mentioned, Bio-K, would be my first choice to put in to my body rather than yogurt.
Absolutely, very true. And a number of years ago, we were dealing with the threat of avian flu, and I told people the best way to avoid the avian flu, and indeed any flu, is a tablespoon of very high quality sauerkraut keeps the avian flu away. And we need to take a short break here. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman. We'll be right back after these messages.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Hi, this is Janet Cimarelli, and I want to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, Florida, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in, say hello, get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined here this morning with Janice Imrelli. And we're finishing up on the topic of the flu. And there was one more food item that this particular article mentions. Took me by surprise because it is not normally something that I would eat on a regular basis. However, after reading this particular part, it may change my mind only for certain times of the year, which is the time of the year that we're probably coming into now. And the fifth item on the foods to eat would be steak. And it says your body needs zinc to make white blood cells. Even being a little low on this important mineral can lead to big problems. The good news is you can find zinc in a delicious, organic, grass-fed steak. If you're not eating beef, though, it's also in oysters, milk, and chickpeas. I don't drink milk at all. I haven't had milk in probably 70 years. I don't eat oysters, but I do eat chickpeas. And it says these 10 immune boosters can help you supercharge your immune system and stay healthy all season long, no matter what comes through your door. So give me your opinion about steak, Janet.
I am a proponent of consuming red meat, and very much the description that you just gave, that it be organically raised, no hormones, no antibiotics, that it be grass-fed, and I tend to think a little bit beyond the zinc. I talk to people about the fortifying benefits of eating some beef. Now, you don't have to eat a lot. It could be 3 or 4 ounces, and it can be the way that it's cooked is important. You don't want to have it overcooked because there are substances that are created in cooking that have a negative impact on your body. But high quality beef, I just believe, is fortifying. And the support that I give to this recommendation is having to do with blood type. More than 50% of the global population is O blood type. And if you go for an extended period of time without eating red meat, there is a negative impact on your health, and that's for O blood type. And a lot of people say, well, I'll ask my doctor what my blood type is. And I say, well, probably not going to get the answer you're looking for. So one of the ways that you can find out what your blood type is donate blood. And as you're donating blood, they'll tell you what your blood type is.
I remember, I don't know whether it was my yearly checkup that had my blood type on it or the donation part, but I seem to recall at the top of the blood work listing that they listed my blood as a B positive. And I know in reading about the different blood types, I forgot her name.
Well, I go very much with the information Peter D'Adamo.
All right, but there was we had her on the show several times. She wrote a book about eating right for your blood type.
Right.
And I remember the book saying that red meat for people with B positive was a must, that they should be eating red meat with B positive blood type. But for somehow, I guess over the years, I've lost my interest in eating too much beef, or I've been indoctrinated to eat more fish than beef. And my first source of protein would always turn to fish before I eat beef. In fact, I'd probably eat chicken before I went to beef. But fish is always my first choice. And in your clinical practice, people trying to ward off the flu, would you say that fish would be as efficient as steak, or do you think that steak is still the number one source of protein as long as it's grass-fed and organic?
Well, I do follow very much the scientific research associated with eating right for your blood type. So for O blood type, they're recommending a very consistent use of red meat. And I don't go as far as that recommendation from Eat Right for Your Blood Type to have 4 to 5 times a week a serving of beef. I say for O blood types, it's sufficient once a week, once every 2 weeks. It's not necessarily ideal, but it is sufficient. For B blood type, the intake of red meat is the requirement is less than O blood type, but yes, it's a beneficial food choice. And with regard to choosing the fish or the beef, I'm going to tell you, it's a very important thing, I think, to familiarize yourself with what are beneficial foods and what are negative foods. The blood type recommendations are broken down to beneficial, neutral, and avoid. The beneficial foods are like medicine for a particular blood type. The avoid foods are very much like poisons for a particular blood type. So I tell people, at least learn the avoids based on your blood type.
And when you counsel people that come in with their blood work, mm-hmm. do you see signs in the blood work that their immune system has been weakened in certain areas that you can pinpoint and explain to the person what it is that you see there that can now help them by going and switching to, let's say, putting in more vitamin C in their diet or using Silver 100 on a regular basis? So are there points in the blood work that you can determine that?
Well, I will look at the total white blood cell content, and then I'll look down at the breakdown of each of the different types of white blood cells. And based on those numbers, I'd make recommendations regarding their immune function.
So which categories are you looking at? Can you give our listeners the names of the because I know we're dealing with eosinophils. Mm-hmm. And
those leukotrienes. Elevated eosinophils would be very indicative of allergic hyper responsiveness to allergen triggers. So you want to take a look at those. Analyzing that white blood cell profile is very telling about how efficiently the white blood cells are responding. And then you know which direction to guide the individual. Yeah.
All right. Does white blood cells have an effect on the sensitive CRP and the immune system with respect to platelet count or the homocysteine levels?
Wow.
I know it's a broad category.
That's a kind of big category. And just like I very often quote to people I'm talking to, the knee bone's connected to the thigh bone, right. Thigh bone's connected to the hip bone. Any one of those aspects being out of line is potential for minimizing the efficiency of your immune response.
So it's a category within a category.
Within a category, within a category.
Exactly.
So we absolutely want to see CRP. We want to see red blood cells, hemoglobin, hematocrit. You want to see the whole picture. And it's astonishing what you can know without looking at the person, just looking at their blood work. And we are out of time.
Well, I can't believe it. The time just flies by. But I want to let the listeners know that the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Store is going to be located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, just a half a mile south of Sample Road. And it's on our extreme right-hand side. If you're driving by sometime later today, you should be able to see the new sign in green up on the building that says Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. And tomorrow we'll be back with a brand-new show. We have a special guest, Mr. Dan Lifton, and we're going to be covering some more of the important topics as it relates to the immune system, which you did a great job on today, John, explaining the benefits of what people should be doing for themselves.
And furthermore, they can go to vacinfo.org, vacinfo.org, and we're out of time. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow at 10.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.